Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Ryan Bowen, director of marketing for Steadfast Holdings. Ryan was also a former pitcher for the Houston Astros as well as the Florida Marlins for 14 years combined. Steadfast Holding trades on the pink sheets. Ticker symbol is STDF. Thanks for joining us today, Ryan.
Oh, well, thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
Great. Now, let's start off by talking about the company's agreement for the expansion of the building programs in the Caribbean nations for affordable homes.
Well, currently, we are working on that. We have some agreements in place to put our product down in those regions. As you know, it's battered pretty good by the weather, and the one thing that's that we are most proud of in regards to our products with the structurally insulated panels is that it handles sustained winds, or hurricane-type winds, up to about 150, 180 miles an hour. So those are the projects that we're working on right now down in those regions.
Great. And now you're also going to be hosting a new green show. Can you talk a little bit about the green show that's part of the subsidiaries?
Well, in the Totally Green show along the Totally Green Network, I'll be appearing on that from time to time to champion the cause of that we're going out building affordable homes and building them cost-effective throughout the country and around. And also, we're featuring green products, so it's a place to put the products, get the word out for the consumer and just to bring awareness.
Sure. So, what are some of the company's main products, and where can we find them?
Well, the Totally Green Network is definitely a place to go and take a look at what we're doing in most current. The one thing that we're doing is we're building affordable green homes. We have a one-step solution, and what that means is that from the plans, if one comes and has a plan to build a house, we carry you through the start to finish. We bring the crew, we train the crew to put the panels together, to put the house together moving forward. So you don't have to worry about some of the problems as far as the stick and brick build, as far as the roofer not showing up one day or the foundation guy can't be found. So we carry it from start to finish, and that is one of the things that separates us along with building a high-quality product, and it's cost-effective, and it's very profitable.
Great. And can you talk to us about some of the trends right now in the market? I guess you can start off by talking regarding the green sector and how well-positioned the company is to start capitalizing on some of those emerging trends.
Well, that's a very good question. The point, in fact, is that with our economy as of such, it's very difficult from a lending standpoint for people to go get those dollars needed to build. And that's where we come in a bit different. Being green, there's some additional advantages there for the consumer. And also, we're building sustainable quality homes. So those are some of the areas where we differentiate from our competitors. You know, we are cost effective. We can keep our costs down. Plus, we're building a quality structure, not something that in a few years you come and look and it looks like it was built inexpensively. We're building a solid, sustainable, green environment friendly, and we're also employing the local talent. The way the products are put together, it's not required that you are 20 years worth of labor build. We can take local talent, have a short class on how to put these together, and employ those in need of work.
So this is going to go out to the needy that need, but it's going to provide them with green housing as well as, you said, kind of like a hurricane.
Well, sure. We can address many issues. We don't have to build them necessarily from 1,500 to 2,400 square feet. We can scale them up because we can build them cost effective. We can address a lot of social situations as far as those who need some assistance financially to get into a quality structure.
Great. And In terms of, can you walk us through your background and experience, Ryan, as well as that of some of the key management team over at Steadfast?
Well, my background is all over the place. initially, I'm a former first-round draft pick for the Houston Astros, and I played professional baseball somewhere on the planet for better parts of 14 years. Post that, we went into banking. We carried our Series 6, 63, and our Group 1, so an investment representative by definition. The one good thing about this, we had some experience in the building of structures at universities, as far as dormitories. So we have some of that experience behind us. As far as our management staff, we have quite a few years in building, and we're putting all that together and putting our heads together, and with our relationships, mine and professional sports, as well as the things that I've done to launch this and to get us where we need. And we have a lot of good things on the horizon. With our joint ventures and acquisitions, we are teed up right now to not only break ground in California in regards to building the emergency care facilities out there, but also in Oregon, in Hawaii, in Louisiana, and with our newly signed venture with Marcus Cotton in Sacramento to build those traditional, transitional homes out there with the program that he's put together. We're very excited, and it will generate a very nice cash flow for the company. Revenues should be very well, and we're real excited moving forward with those projects.
Great. So, what specific goals has the management team set for the company over the course of the next year?
Well, we definitely want to be the lead in the green industry in regards to building affordable housing, sustainable housing. We feel as though from a humanitarian side that there's not enough being done to assist those who need this type of help in this environment. We're in a niche market, we believe, and we have a lot of synergy moving forward. We not only build there, but that is definitely one of the things that we really want to focus on moving forward. We also are actively building care facilities, as I mentioned before, and we're expanding on that.
Well, great. And what about the company's growth? I know it's a holding company, so will you look for some more M&A activities coming up?
Well, the company is definitely growing. With our undervalued stock, and our float being only at 15 million by 850,000 of shares out, we can only look for the future, and that's going to do nothing but increase. And we are definitely looking for additional funding as we move forward, and we are in discussions with people to do that. One of the things that we definitely are looking forward as we finish our audits and get all of that thing, those things together, is going to bulletin board. We're the catalyst. We're the catalyst for Steadfast Holdings, Banks and Green is, and I think that everyone should take a real good close look over the upcoming weeks and months and look at our success, and I think they'll find a good safe haven to invest with us.
Certainly. So in terms of companies that the company are looking to acquire, and it's okay because this wasn't on the list of questions before, so if you don't know the answer, but what sort of criteria would they look for in terms of companies that they're looking to acquire, or what are the synergies?
Well, as far as Banks and Green acquiring companies, and we're looking for projects that are being built green, that they're trying to find a way to make them affordable. If they need some assistance in funding, if their existing structures need to be retrofit to address some green initiatives, also with green technology. If there's some innovative ideas in regards to renewable energy, we're definitely looking in those areas as far as expanding our brand.
Well, great. And so in terms of investors, you already started talking about it, Ryan. Do you think that investors understand the company's message and direction?
Well, I hope so. After this interview and what they'll be able to find in the future on the Totally Green Network, I think that that's my role, is to keep getting on these interviews and getting the word out of what we're doing as we acquire more and finish other joint ventures and partnerships. As we expand the awareness and our website is further enhanced, the more the word can get out, the better our investors will be knowledgeable of what we're doing, and we're excited about it, and we are definitely excited about it.
Well, great. And once again, joining us today is Ryan Bowen, director, the new director of marketing for Steadfast Holdings Group, which is once again trades on the pink sheets. The ticker symbol is STDF. And so before we conclude, Ryan, and just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Steadfast Holdings as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, good. Well, that's a good question. We believe that the direction that we're going, from the government mandates all the way down to the humanitarian aspects, is direction that we need to go. And it's only going to build energy and synergy moving forward. I think with that in mind, we have a sustainable plan. We have the products that are going to help us have mass appeal. And we have a team together that's committed. And because of that, and because of the things that you will see over the next few weeks and months from the acquisitions and the partnerships, from the inside, I think that it would be a wise choice, again, to take a closer look at the success of Banks and Green moving forward. And at that point, the investor will be able to make an informed decision.
Well, great. And we certainly do look forward to continue to track the company's growth and report on your upcoming progress. And certainly look forward to keeping our investors updated on the company. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today to update our investors.
Juan, thanks for having us.